Episode 3095, Belief Has a Sound.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to a brand new week. And if I could just be quiet for a moment. What do you hear? What do you hear in your heart? Belief has a sound. For those of you who are brand new, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSA newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, belief has a sound. Sometimes, though, the greatest challenges arise when we unknowingly embrace falsehoods, when we unknowingly embrace misbeliefs or negative narratives. What does your belief sound like? Because if you're listening carefully, these distorted beliefs can lead us astray, hindering our growth and hampering our progress toward a fulfilling life, living out your passion, your calling. Belief has a sound. In life, we often hear the phrase, what you think about, you bring about. This statement holds a profound truth. Our thoughts and beliefs have a powerful impact on our lives. But it is equally important to consider the thoughts and beliefs we accept as truth in our lives. When we take what is a lie and make it our truth, we inadvertently subject ourselves to a barrage of problems and limitations. And these falsehoods then seep into the very fabric of our being and impact every aspect of our lives, from our relationships to our personal endeavors. I mean, it's all over the place. The consequences of harboring false beliefs can manifest as self-doubt, fear, stagnation, and a distorted perception of reality. Does any of those ring a bell to you? Because one of the primary problems we face when we accept lies as truths is a loss of self-confidence and self-worth. Negative narratives can chip away at our sense of purpose and hinder our abilities to recognize and unleash our full potential. By internalizing false beliefs, we create self-imposed barriers that limit our capabilities and hinder our progress, and you wonder why you're not going where you want to go. Also, when you accept these falsehoods, it can strain your relationships with others. And when you believe negative narratives, it can lead to disruption, suspicion, and a distorted view of others' intentions. You may find it challenging to form a deep, meaningful connection as your perceived notions and incorrect assumptions cloud your judgment, preventing you from seeing the true nature of those around you. And it's interesting, another problem that arises from embracing lies as truths is the hampering of personal growth and achievement. False beliefs can confine us to a mental prison, constraining our outlook and preventing us from seeking new opportunities or exploring true passions. These limiting beliefs can track us and it keeps track of us and gets us stuck in unhealthy patterns, preventing us from realizing our dreams and reaching our full potential. Let me tell you, God has something in store for you. And if you are getting in the way of what God has in store for you, you got to change some things. And so to overcome these problems and maximize our belief for a fulfilling life, it is crucial to practice discernment and self-reflection. We must challenge the beliefs we hold, critically examining whether they align with, you know, our values and our aspirations and our personal growth. You've got to surround yourself with supportive communities and seek guidance from mentors or trusted advisors that can help you gain perspective and uncover the truth. By embracing a growth mindset and fostering a sense of curiosity, you can dismantle falsehoods and replace them with empowering beliefs that propel you forward. So what do? You foster a sense of curiosity. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. If belief has a sound, and it does, you're listening to it right now, because even though I'm talking to you, your mind is going, gosh, I wish I could do this. And all of a sudden you're off track. And then you come back to me, hello, come back, come back. And you hear two more sentences later and you're like, what did she just say? Uh-huh. Because you kind of escaped for a moment, but not really. You got trapped. You got held in your own mental prison. One that was created by you, by people you hang out with, by your actions, by your thoughts, by your words, by what you read, by what you see. So if belief has a sound, how can you maximize your belief to keep you going? Well, let's look at what it really is in real life. Number one, embrace positive affirmations. What are you telling yourself? Affirmations are powerful tools that can reinforce positive thoughts and beliefs. By consciously choosing uplifting words and phrases, you can redirect your mind toward a more optimistic outlook. Now, the Bible echoes this concept in Romans 12, verse 2, where it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now, I'm going to say this because we could get into a very long discussion here, but we don't have weeks and months and over a year to do all this and break this down. But affirmations are not going to erase every negative thought. They are not, okay? They're not magical. But God is God, and He can renew your mind. But you have to be willing to put in the work and do it. And that's where, yes, you have to do what you can control. And when you do that, you can replace negative self-talk with empowering affirmations like, I am capable, I am worthy, I am loved. These statements serve as a constant reminder of your abilities and worth, helping to solidify positive beliefs. But let me tell you, if you've been told that you're not good enough, and you've been told for that for 25, 30, 50 years, guess what? You're going to have a lot of work to put in before that's erased. But you know what? You can fast forward. And who can fast forward that to you and really expedite it? God can. He literally can take care of your mind, but you have to be willing to give it to Him. And that's where, whether you're a believer or not, that's where we begin to hold ourselves hostage, because we're like, Lord, I'll give you this much. I'll give you an inch, but I'm not going to give you a foot. You only get 1 inch. I'm going to hold on to the 11 inches. It's not going to get you very far, my friend. So yes, embrace those positive affirmations, but know that it's God that transforms your mind. But you do have to put in the work. And that means that it's still, hey, we're on a team. We're in this together, right? Number two, surround yourself with supportive communities. Remember the story of David and Jonathan? Their deep friendship showed, you know, us the power of companionship and support. Well, just like David and Jonathan, we also need a community that uplifts and encourages us. So surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals who share similar beliefs and values can help reinforce and strengthen your own convictions. So seek out gatherings, groups, or religious communities that align with your beliefs. Together, you can deepen your faith and continually inspire each other to maximize your belief in yourself and in your calling. You know, there's a lot of different things that are out there. I specifically belong to a mastermind. And I have people there who share the same beliefs and they have the same values and they're going after not necessarily quote unquote the same things, but the way they want to live their life is similar to the way I want to live mine. And so we have a lot of similarities. And one of the biggest similarities is our faith. For some, it's bigger than others, but as a whole, it plays a very prominent role in what we do in our everyday. How we raise our family, how we, you know, love on our spouses, how we take care of strangers, and how we serve our communities and our colleagues and our customers. And so it's great to have that. Now for you, I would love to invite you into our community. It's free. Come on over to createyournow.mn.co. And it's brand new. It's young, meaning there's not a lot of people there. There's not a lot of action there because we are building it slowly. So don't freak out if you're like, I don't see much happening. That's okay. Come on over. Just because there's nothing happening doesn't mean you don't want to be there. Okay. I'm just saying, right? Because remember, when you go there, you're coming to me, right? When I'm doing these episodes, it's me talking. You're not getting a team of 20 people working on this. You're getting a team of 2 working on this. And we take it very seriously because God has given us a mission and a vision as to what Create Your Now is supposed to be all about and who we're supposed to be. So I would encourage you, come on over to createyournow.mn.co and look there. And if you have other, you know, within your own community, you probably have church groups that you hadn't even thought about doing, life groups. So surround yourself with supportive communities. And finally, number 3, practice gratitude. Now, gratitude is a transformative practice that shifts our focus away from negativity and towards appreciation for the good in our lives. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." We have got to come to God and say, "Lord, thankful for all of this." Enter his gates with thanksgiving, right? Lord, I'm thankful for all of this. And then what you need help with, not just 911 and you want to give them the whole list. Now, yes, you're going to have those 911 calls and you're not going to have necessarily that time for gratitude. You just go in to, "Lord, I need you now. I need healing. I know you hear me. I need everyone working on this, like all hands on deck." Okay. Now you're probably saying, "Well, Christiane, that doesn't really sound like a prayer. Where's your guidebook to a prayer?" There is one, and we could get in and delve into that now, but we're going to get off track, so I don't want to do that. But remember, praying is a conversation with God. It's having a conversation with him. So don't let this whole idea of, gosh, oh, I got to pray, and I've got to enter his gates with thanksgiving and present my requests to God. Yeah, he wants to hear from you. And you do so with prayer and petition and leading with thanksgiving. So take time each day to list at least like 3 things you're grateful for. Use your joy jar. Get that back out again. Decorate it. Have fun with it with the family. Put stuff in that you're grateful for. So when you're feeling down and out, oh, just pull out a slip of paper. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Drop it back in the jar. Shake it up. If you need another one, I mean, it's much better than going and grabbing some other things that you could get hooked on. You know what I'm talking about? Shopping, alcohol, drugs. I mean, gambling, you name it, drinking, whatever it is. You can overdo anything. You can overdo being on Instagram. You can overdo being on Threads. Yeah, are you there? Are you scrolling so much? Are you like participating, going, "I got to get it. I got to get this up. Like, I want to increase my followers. I mean, wouldn't this be cool? It might be better than Twitter." Whatever your thoughts are. But you see, sometimes we're chasing the wrong things. So take time each day and be grateful for what you have, the blessings before you. Whether big or small, these moments of gratitude anchor your belief in the abundance and blessings that surround you, fostering a mindset of what? Positivity, and attracting more positive experiences. Remember though, remember this. You are not the wizard behind the curtain. God is. God is God. Let God be God. But you still have to control what you control. And you still have to do what you need to do. You got to take aim. So if belief has a sound, you have to know what you're hearing. So listen. Belief, when maximized, can lead you toward a fulfilling and purposeful life. But again, you have to do what you can do and then give the rest to God. My prayer for you, my friend, make your belief a harmonious melody that ignites your heart with joy, love, and courage. May your beliefs guide your actions and establish your thoughts, while God shapes your everyday better than anything you can imagine. Go in peace, be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.